Champions of Nations presented by Pierre Professional, and we have the winning team, Team France, represented by Romain Fèvre, Gauthier Paulin, Benoît Paturel, and obviously the team manager also Pascal Pinot. And I will start with the winners. I will start with Romain. Romain Fèvre, I start with you. Romain, I don't remember a craziest Motocross of Nations. Having the victory in the very last corners of the race, let's say, of the last race. And actually, I think that when you crossed the finish line, when you came to us, you didn't know that Team France had won, actually.
No, I think about that, and then I don't know, I was more than 10, I don't know which place exactly, and then worked my way back, but I take so many times to pass the guys, and it was not easy, but finally passed in fourth place the last lap. I passed third, and even the last lap I passed the pit lane, and then they ride me like second place, and then I was like, damn, like maybe from 1 point. And then I crossed the finish line, and then everyone was like, yeah, you won. I said, no, I don't think so. And then we finally won, so pretty happy.
First moto. We saw battling you, overtaking, managing to win. How was the first race for you?
Yeah, it was much better than the second, but because I took a good start, I was third or fourth. And then, took my rhythm and, passed all the guys and lead the race. It's been a long time I didn't lead the race, so it was good feeling. But second moto, I was too far, so I could not come back.
Last year we were in France, you were the favorite, you had the fans supporting you. It was a very special victory, it was your first Motocross of Nations. Here you were 1-3, so you have to show your potential, and you did it. How special is this victory compared to last year?
Last year was my first time, so it was really special, but now we just grow up, and Benoît Gauthier, it's been a long time in the group, so you know what is the feeling. But Benoît, it's his first time. He did a really good season this year. He finished third in the championship, won the nation. So it's good. It's good for everyone here, and hopefully to keep that pace.
Thank you very much. I want to pass the word to Gauthier, the veteran of the team. You did very good races actually, very consistent motos. The first one you managed to get in a good position, also the second one is also the key. So tell us, how was the day for you and how special this victory is as well for you?
Yeah, sorry. First of all, I'm really happy with my team, with Pascal Pino, as I call it, with the French Federation, with Benoît Paturel, right, Rally NX2, Romain. Without them, we couldn't make it happen, and we are a team and we make it, so it's really great. I'm really happy about the crowd and stuff. It's always, you never believe it, with the French crowd, they are always amazing, traveling the world to come following us, so it's just crazy. And then, individually, first moto was good. I make a few mistakes, but finished third. Second moto, I make a struggle in the start, couldn't make the pass, and I was struggling hard. But anyway, now we just need to just test, and have a good flavor of the win, and that's it. It's great to make it 3 times in a row.
Thank you very much, Gauthier. And now I'll pass the word to the rookie. We go from the most experienced guy to Benoît Paturel. Benoît, first appearance here, you did what you had to do, very good races, and you are on the top of the box. So how is that feeling?
Yes, I'm not happy about my first race. I have a lot of pressure because it's first nation for me. But second race, I take a bad start also, and I come back strong. My riding was a little bit better. Yes, to finish one, it's a great... Great moment for all the staff, for the team. Gauthier and Romain, he make a really good job. And I'm really happy about that. And this winter, I work really hard for come back stronger next season.
Thank you very much, Benoît. And I would like to pass the word now to Pascal. Last year was your first year as team manager. This year, more comfortable maybe with your position, but you managed to do it again. You did a very good job with the three riders. Tell us how special this second victory is.
Yes, I have a good feeling after the second year. The team France is winning the nation. I think the French people is very happy and enjoy the cooperation. The federation is very good on the team. My feeling, thank you very much for Jackie Limon and Thierry Vandenbosch. Good job. In French. Fabiola, voilà. Petit à petit, la France a su mettre en place des choses.
Step by step, the French Federation making place the staff.
Je pense que c'est à la fois difficile de mettre en place une équipe de pilotes.
I think it's tough to make a team who is such an individual sport.
Et je pense que dès l'an prochain, mon rôle ce sera de mettre en place une équipe d'entraîneurs à côté. Et selon tout l'an prochain, il y a un grand challenge. Les nations se font aux États-Unis.
And next year, the biggest challenge for him is the World Cup of Nations in the US. So we want to put in place some training to develop.
Et je terminerai en ayant une pensée pour Jason Anderson et Dylan Ferrandis.
And you really want to think about Dylan Ferrandis, which was injured at the Switzerland GP, and also about Jason Anderson for his injury at the second moto. It's really bad, but yeah, we keep strong.
And thank you very much, you Spain.
Thank you very much, Team France. Now I pass the word to Team the Netherlands, second overall today. So first of all, Jeffrey, what a nation. At some point, you were leading, then second. You did a fantastic second moto. The first moto, we saw you battling there with Jason. You didn't manage to get that victory. Tell us, first of all, how special it is to get that second moto victory and get the overall your plan.
I think we can look back to a very good nation as an individual and a team. We won a qualifier heat yesterday. First moto, I think when I didn't went down, I would have won that as well, but obviously went down, so I was really attacking him and was next to him a couple of times and he was getting tired, so I was actually just moments away from taking the lead and winning that moto, but obviously went down again second. And second moto, whole shuttle control moto, and I did what I had to do, so I went 2-1. And the rest of the team did super, super good. We actually, when we went there, we were like, oh, a podium would be a dream, and now we're all sitting here disappointed because we came 1 point short. So, end of all, I think we did very well, and I think for me, for being only 3 days on the 450 bike and just a base setup, and actually didn't do that much testing at all. We spent 3 days, so I think it's looking good for next year, and I think we can be way better than we were this weekend. Mostly back-to-back motos, but hey, no excuse. We won the main moto, and I think I showed I was one of the fastest all weekend long. I think we should have tons of respect for my teammates. We made it all happen, and once again, super proud of my team, and I think also my riding was good.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey. Glenn Colden, you must be also very happy. I mean, the first race, we saw you taking a pole shot. You couldn't stand the first position, but you did a very good moto. And also the second one, you had a lot of pressure with the very riders behind you. You managed to stay there, but then on the sudden, you saw yourself in a position that you could not stand the rhythm. Tell us, how was the weekend for you? How was the day for you especially? And how happy you are to be here on the second set?
To be honest, I rode not so well this weekend. I struggled pretty bad yesterday all day long. In that first moto, I took the whole shot, but then riding too tight and got on pretty bad. So, I struggled big time today. And even in that second moto, I made so many mistakes. And but in the end, the second moto was already a little bit better. Felt better after, but I had some good battles with a few guys. And that was an amazing weekend for our team, I think. I think we came in like an underdog position, and we all felt good lately. We all had some good results, so I think Holland can be proud of us to put us on the books after 2004, I think, was the last time from the Dutch guys. So, it was an amazing weekend. I want to thank all those guys, and it's a great feeling right now.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Ryan Bogers, it must be also special for you to be on the podium. I don't know how happy you are with your performance, I'm sure you are, because you managed to have your team to be on the first set.
Yeah, we know before that we got a strong win, but still it's hard. It's for me against the 450s, especially the first heat, I was behind the 450 and I was pushing really hard, and that's why I crashed. And second moto, I didn't do a really good start, but I was, I felt actually really good, but halfway I got a stone on my nose from a 450. So, I need 2 laps to get my eyes straight again, and on the last corner I can make one pass more, so it lost 1 point. But we needed actually 2, so but yeah, it after all it's really amazing.
Thank you, and now Marcel, also for you. You must be satisfied with the performance of your guys today.
Yeah, it was amazing. The last week all people saw what was happening with the points, and we were leading at 1 lap before the end, and then Roman made the pass and we took second, but overall it's amazing with the event like this and with the team like this, so I'm very proud of all the guys that that helped with getting the second position.
Thank you very much, Marcel. And now I move to Team USA, third overall in this 2016 edition. What a weekend, guys. But you managed to do it. You managed to be on the third step of the podium. I would like to speak with Roger first of all. Not a good day yesterday, let's say. And today we saw a fantastic performance of Jason Gunnarsson. Unfortunately, that incident happened after he crossed the previous line. We didn't know what was going on. Tell us a little bit, first of all, an update on him. And give us a, let's say, a summary of the performance of your team and your guys.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say congratulations to the team of the Netherlands and Team France, Pascal and all that. And I also want to say I'm very proud of all my riders fought back today after being on the ground, and we were almost in the B final. Some of my guys from Austria also, they were teasing me that what's going to be between the B and the C final. So it started off bad yesterday, but these guys really turned around today and put in a big effort, and I was very proud of them. And then unfortunately what happened, at the end of the second race with Jason being landed on with a rider that was lapped after the finish line, it was, I don't know, you cannot find a worse incident, I think. And then, you know, there was still a chance, and my guy here, he's feeling really bad. I know how bad he feels, and but he did what he had to do and tried everything, and to ride with that pressure on, that, you know, he had to perform. It was all on his shoulders and all that, and that had probably something to do with the little mistake he made with just over 1 lap to go. And but I have a plan for next year, and I'm gonna ask Pascal where he goes and how many candles he puts up at the church before the weekend, and I'm gonna buy a few more. So.
Thank you very much, Roger. Now I would like to pass the word to Koopa Webb. As Roger was saying, I guess that you're not feeling that well, but you know, your result gave, you know, this position to the team. So I know you are disappointed, but all in all, you must be also happy to put Team USA in the third step of the podium.
I want to say the same congrats to Team France and Netherlands. You know, they put up a fight all day, so definitely a tough one, especially after yesterday with everything going the way it did. You know, it wasn't looking, you know, too promising. So I was proud of the way, myself and Alex and Jason were able to, you know, turn things around. And, you know, coming into today, you know, with Jason even being injured, we weren't sure how he was gonna do and whatnot. And, I felt like we all did really good and we did what we had to do. And, unfortunately, you know, with that incident with Jason, which is, I don't even know, you know, what to call that. So, it sucks, you know, and for me to, you know, do that with 3 corners to go is a bit disappointing. So, you know, we'll learn and we never give up. That was the biggest thing. I think it was easy to just give up and, you know, settle for a podium, and we all fought and we did our best. And, you know, I'm disappointed, and, you know, I'm going to not live this one down for a long time.
Thank you very much, Cooper. Now I would like to hear a few words from Alex. Alex, you did your best in those two motos, as Roger was mentioning, as well as your teammate. It was a very tough beginning yesterday, but you know, today's performance was much better.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'd like to do the same, congratulate France and Netherlands. You know, you guys were legends, and I follow the GPs, and I really do enjoy watching all these guys race over here, and I have nothing but respect for everyone over here. And, you know, it's no secret that we had a lot of adversity yesterday. I'm fortunate to be able to be final and make it in, and to come back from that adversity, and, I mean, we were in the hunt, you know, down to the very last lap today, and it's a tough pill to swallow, you know, and I kind of feel bad about it, obviously, and I can't imagine what Cooper's going through right now, you know, and there's a lot of pressure at this race, and there's no race throughout the year that can prepare you for this type of pressure. You know, the fans are nuts, the media's crazy, and it's a really cool event to be a part of, and I was fortunate that I was selected this year, and, you know, I rode my heart out, and fortunate to have 2 top 10 finishes, and, you know, I ate plenty of 450 brews today, and definitely didn't feel good. My hands are feeling right now. You know, congrats to all the guys, and hopefully we'll be back next year and we can do a little bit better.
Thank you very much. And now I would like to catch a word with the overall winners, Antonio Cairoli, the winner of the MotoGP class. You came here with one goal, and I think you achieved it, Tony. You must be happy for that.
Yeah, congratulations to my fellow teammates. They arrived very good today. And unfortunately, for one point, they didn't make it to the podium. I mean, to the first step of the podium, and to France and to everybody, you know, for this great event, a great result, this great show for the public. And for me, everything was working good. You know, yesterday I was feeling okay, and then 2 laps to go before the end, I had a huge crash, and I was beat up a lot, especially this morning when I wake up. I turned 31 2 days ago, but I was feeling 55 this morning. But actually, I made a too good race, and I cannot complain. You know, I should be a little bit more fit, but you know, this season was some up and downs. But I'm confident for next year. You know, we're gonna work very hard, and we're gonna try to be again on the top spot at the point.
Before coming to Majora, you were remembering that race in Franciacorta, not far from here. I think it was really special as well here this weekend in Majora with all your crowd supporting you and the whole team.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, but you know, realistic that you can never win, you know, the nation. So it's just a strange feeling, you know, everything is on you, and you try to do your best, but you still cannot hope to win at all. So it's just frustrating. You try to do your best. For me, it's one race like the other ones, and I try to do my best every year. So I have some good races, good results, and some 0 points, because I have to go every time 110% to try to be in Italy on a better spot. But anyway, it's like this, you know, we try to see the nice part that we had in Italy. We were in Italy, we had such an amazing crowd, it was an amazing day, and a great show, and compliments to everybody.
Thank you very much, Antonio. And now, last but not least, we have Jeremy Van Hoordijk. Jeremy, this time you missed the podium. I mean, you said yesterday how many times you've been on the box, and this time you missed it. But all in all, I guess you're happy with your result. You managed to be the winner of the class.
Yeah, you know, it's a big experience. You told me as a team. I've been, I don't know, 8 times on the podium with Team Belgium. And, you know, I won, but you know, it's pity that we are not on podium with the team. But I had a lot of fun. The car was really awesome. What can I say? I have to give this one also to my team, you know, and Michele. They gave me a really strong 50, and without that, I think winning was almost impossible.
Thank you very much. I don't know if anybody from the media has any questions.
Excuse me. Roger, this point, you have to pick him for next year? Do you have that feeling a little bit that you have to pick Cooper for Ryan Mellon?
Yeah, it could be Pascal or
pick Cooper for next year in the team?
Yeah. For sure, he's going to want to be there. He's going to want another chance, that's for sure.
Just a question for Cooper and Alex. Can you just talk about the track? How was it riding? Was it typically European for you? Was it difficult, tricky? Did you have to figure it out yesterday?
Yeah, it was a lot different than what we're used to. I'd say it was a very European track, and it was hard to get used to, so we had to kind of learn from these guys and apply it. But it was a difficult track.
Same question that Adam would also be.
I tried to do my homework and I watched some races, saw the footage, and it really did not prepare me for when I showed up here, and these hills were amazing. I mean, it was pretty unreal. I didn't expect the steepness and the hills and all that. And I tried my best to set my bike up the best I could, and I wasn't far off, but never felt 100% out there. But that's part of it. We're traveling a long ways over here, and it's cool to see never been to Italy, so it's really cool. It's a beautiful country, and the people have been amazing so far. At the end of the day, we had fun, and track was fun. It was brutal. It got really rough, and you had to be on your game technique-wise, and the technical ability really came out today. And we tried our best.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Roger, Mariana did ask you, but we've got a little sidetrack. Could you give us an update on what exactly happened to Jason yesterday? What told or whatever, and how is he now?
Well, as you know, he went down in the start and in the first turn, and his foot must have been squeezed between another bike and his own. And he bruised metatarsal bone in his right foot.
And now, after the crash at the end of race two?
I don't really have an exact report from the hospital yet. I assume he had a concussion. And hopefully not more than that.
Any other question? Okay, so now we proceed with the FIA medal ceremony. So I will call Team USA, please, to come here down. And you will receive the bronze medal.